Welcome to our deep dive into Mess Cerebrum.
Sounds exciting.
You know, it's one thing to hear about a platform that's changing the way we study health with wearable sensors.
Right.
But it's another to actually see it in action.
Yeah.
You've sent us a treasure trove of information on this.
I tried to.
Journal articles, research papers,
even
a peek under the hood of the code itself on GitHub.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Well, what's really fascinating is that Mess Cerebrum is filling a critical gap.
Okay.
Think about it. To really make strides in healthcare, we need mountains of raw sensor data.
Raw data.
Yeah. Not just any data, but data that's linked to real-life events.
Okay.
That's the fuel for discovering new biomarkers.
I see.
But it's incredibly difficult to collect.
Okay, so we've got all these puzzle pieces from your sources.
Yeah.
But how does Mess Cerebrum fit into this puzzle?
So imagine trying to understand how stress impacts someone's heart rate.
Okay.
You'd need a way to collect that heart rate data continuously and know exactly when they're feeling stressed.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's precisely what Mess Cerebrum is designed to do. And it's already happening in live studies right now.
Thousands of participants, terabytes of data, trillions of data points. That's a lot of information.
Yeah.
Are you telling me my smartwatch could soon be predicting and maybe even preventing things like smoking relapses or heart failure readmissions?
That's the future Mess Cerebrum is working towards.
Wow.
And unlike the wearables most people use daily, it's open source, meaning anyone can access and modify it.
Oh, interesting.
That open approach is key because it allows researchers around the world to build on each other's work.
So it's not just a tool, it's a whole community driving progress.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
But what truly sets Mess Cerebrum apart is its focus on collecting raw, unprocessed sensor data at incredibly high frequencies.
Okay.
We're talking upwards of 800 data points every second.
Wow.
Totaling 70 million samples per day.
Goodness.
To put it in perspective, commercial wearables often use preset algorithms and give researchers very limited access to their collected data.
Hold on, 800 data points every second.
It's a lot.
I'm no tech wizard. But wouldn't that make my phone burst into flames trying to process all that?
Well, that's where the ingenuity of Mess Cerebrum comes in.
Okay.
The team behind it has tackled some serious technical challenges to make this possible.
Mm-hmm.
For one, they had to deal with system overload.
System overload.
Yeah, the tendency of Android to kill resource-intensive apps.
Oh.
Imagine losing all that precious data to a system crash.
Oh, that would be a researcher's nightmare.
It would be. Yeah.
So how did they manage to solve that?
They came up with a clever solution called microbatching.
Microbatching.
Yeah, think of it like breaking a massive wave of data into smaller, manageable ripples that your phone can easily process.
Okay.
It prevents those system meltdowns and ensures smooth data collection.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But even with these smaller ripples, where do they store all that information?
Right.
My phone struggles with just pictures and videos.
Well, that was another hurdle.
Okay.
Standard mobile databases like Squy simply weren't built to handle this kind of data firehose.
I see.
So they built their own specialized storage system dubbed Pebbles.
Pebbles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically designed for this high-frequency data.
Pebbles. Huh.
Yeah.
It's amazing how something so small can handle such a massive task.
It really is.
Kind of like Mess Cerebrum itself.
You got it.
That's really neat.
But efficient data storage is just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
Mess Cerebrum goes a step further by analyzing that data in real time.
Real time.
Yeah, right now they have algorithms for detecting stress and smoking episodes.
Uh-huh.
And they're working on even more, like for cocaine use and even eating cravings.
Wait, you're telling me my watch could know I'm craving a burger before I do?
Potentially.
Wow.
The goal is to use this real-time analysis to deliver personalized interventions.
So give me an example.
Imagine your smartwatch sensing a spike in your stress levels and prompting you to do a quick breathing exercise.
Okay.
Or if it detects you're about to give in to a smoking craving, it could connect you with a support group or suggest a distraction.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So it's not just collecting data, but also actively participating in improving health outcomes.
That's the idea.
Tell me more about how Mess Cerebrum is actually being used in real-world research.
Well, let's. Welcome back to our deep dive into Mess Cerebrum.
All right, I'm ready to hear about these real-world applications. Last time, we were blown away by the tech behind Mess Cerebrum.
Yeah, it's pretty slow stuff.
Now let's see how it's actually being used.
Okay.
You mentioned some studies on things like smoking cessation.
Absolutely. And what's striking is the sheer diversity of Mess Cerebrum's applications.
Yeah.
It really highlights the adaptability of this platform.
Okay.
Let's stick with smoking cessation for a moment.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about Cerebrum detecting potential smoking episodes through sensor data?
Yeah, it was mind-blowing that it could even prompt the participant to confirm whether they'd actually lit up.
Well, it goes beyond just detection.
Yes.
Several studies are using Cerebrum to actively help people quit smoking.
Interesting.
Researchers are using it to deliver real-time interventions.
Like what?
Like offering a stress reduction technique when cravings hit, or connecting someone with a support group right when they need it most.
It's like having a personalized quit smoking coach living in your watch. But come on, how effective can that really be?
Well, the results are actually quite promising.
Okay.
Researchers at Northwestern University found that using Cerebrum to deliver these real-time interventions significantly increase the odds of quitting compared to standard care.
Wow.
It's not just collecting data, it's actively helping people make positive changes.
Wow, that's a real game changer.
It is.
It seems like Cerebrum is moving us away from just talking about possibilities.
Right.
And into a world where this tech is actually improving lives.
Yeah.
What about other areas? You mentioned heart failure.
Uh-huh.
Which is a huge concern for so many.
You're right. Heart failure is a major health issue.
Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges is preventing those costly and disruptive hospital readmissions.
Okay.
Patients go home.
Yeah.
But if their condition worsens, they often end up right back in the hospital.
So where does Cerebrum fit in? Is it constantly monitoring their heart rate to catch issues early on?
It's doing that, but it's also going much deeper.
Okay.
Researchers at Ohio State University are using Cerebrum to track a whole range of physiological and behavioral data in heart failure patients.
Okay.
Think physical activity, eating habits, even subtle changes in fluid levels in the lungs.
Wow.
They're even tracking medication adherence.
It's painting a much more holistic picture of a patient's health than just a snapshot in time at the doctor's office.
Right.
What are they hoping to gain from all this data?
The ultimate goal is to predict those hospital readmissions before they happen.
Okay.
Imagine being able to spot tiny changes in behavior or physiology that signal a worsening condition long before it becomes an emergency.
That would be revolutionary. Instead of reacting to a crisis, we could be proactive and prevent it altogether.
Exactly.
It seems like these digital biomarkers are giving us a whole new level of insight into human health.
You're catching on, and Cerebrum is paving the way for this new era of proactive personalized care.
Okay.
It's a paradigm shift,
yeah,
and it's exciting to see it unfold.
Okay, so we've got smoking cessation and heart failure.
Right.
What other areas is this tech being used to explore? Give me the highlights.
Well, the list is incredibly diverse.
Really?
Researchers are using Cerebrum to study everything from oral health to cocaine use.
Wow.
Even things like job performance.
Job performance?
Yeah.
Now, that's what I wouldn't have predicted. How do sensors even play a role in that?
Well, think about it. Our daily habits and behaviors, things like sleep activity levels, even our social interactions, can all have an impact on our ability to do our jobs effectively. Researchers at Dartmouth are using Cerebrum to collect data on all these factors and see how they correlate with measures of job performance, like productivity and work quality.
It's fascinating to think that our smartwatches could provide insights into not just our physical health, but also our professional lives.
Exactly. And imagine the potential benefits.
Yeah.
Employers could use this information to create healthier, more supportive work environments that help their employees thrive.
Oh, wow.
It's about moving beyond just collecting data and using it to actually improve people's lives in meaningful ways.
I'm starting to see how Cerebrum is blurring the lines between healthcare technology and even workplace wellness.
It is, yeah.
But with all this talk of data collection, it's hard not to think about privacy.
Right.
Are there concerns about how all this personal information is being handled?
You're right to raise that point.
Yeah.
Privacy is absolutely critical. Just when we're talking about sensitive health data,
yeah.
The creators of Cerebrum understand this. And they've built in several layers of protection.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're building some Orwellian surveillance system where Big Brother is tracking our every move.
Not at all. First and foremost, Cerebrum gives participants complete control over what data is collected and shared.
Okay.
They can choose to suspend data collection from specific sensors or even pause those prompts and questions if they need a break.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So it's more like a collaboration between the technology and the individual.
Yeah.
Rather than some kind of forced data grab.
Exactly. And beyond that, Cerebrum incorporates things like data encryption and secure storage to protect that information at rest and in transit.
Okay.
They're also exploring even more advanced techniques like differential privacy, which adds noise to the data to make it harder to identify individuals while still preserving those important overall patterns.
It sounds like they're going above and beyond to make sure people's privacy is protected.
They are.
It's reassuring to see that ethical considerations are being woven into the fabric of this technology.
Absolutely. Responsible innovation is key.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that as we push the boundaries of data collection, we're doing so in a way that respects individual privacy and builds trust.
We've covered so much ground already. It's mind-blowing to see the range of applications for this technology.
Yeah.
But it makes me wonder, are there any limitations to MEV Cerebrum? Can it really do it all?
Of course, every technology has its limitations.
Right.
One of the biggest challenges with MEV Cerebrum and mobile sensing in general is battery life.
Well, that's right.
Collecting all that data can drain your phone's battery pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And nobody wants their phone dying in the middle of a study.
Yeah, that would definitely throw a wrench in the works.
It would.
Are there any solutions in sight for this battery drain issue?
Well, the researchers are actively working on it.
Okay.
They're looking into things like adaptive power management, where the system would intelligently adjust data collection based on battery levels.
Interesting.
Maybe it could even offload some processing to the cloud when your phone is running low on juice.
Oh, okay.
It's all about finding that sweet spot between gathering valuable data and keeping your phone alive.
It sounds like a tricky balancing act.
It is.
Are there any other hurdles they're facing?
Another big one is the sheer volume and complexity of the data itself.
Okay.
We're talking about massive, high-frequency streams of information from multiple sensors.
Yeah.
Making sense of it all isn't easy.
So it's not just about collecting the data. It's about knowing what to do with it once you have it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need sophisticated data analysis techniques and machine learning algorithms to extract those meaningful insights from all that noise.
Okay.
Developing those algorithms is a huge part of this research,
well,
and it's constantly evolving.
It's like Cerebrum is pushing the boundaries of not only sensor technology, but also data science as a whole.
It really is.
What a fascinating intersection of fields.
It truly is.
There's so much we still don't know.
Right.
But MEV Cerebrum is giving us the tools to ask the right questions and uncover those hidden connections in human behavior.
Yeah.
I feel like we're exploring uncharted territory here, peering into the depths of human health and behavior in ways we never could before.
Uh-huh.
It's exciting.
It is.
But also a bit daunting, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And as we continue down this path, it's important to remember that MEV Cerebrum is a living, breathing platform.
Okay.
Because it's open source, researchers from all over the world can contribute their ideas and innovations.
Okay.
It's constantly evolving and improving.
So it's not just one team, it's a global community driving this progress.
Exactly.
That's incredibly inspiring. But as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious, where does all this lead?
Well,
will MEV Cerebrum truly revolutionize how we diagnose and treat diseases?
It certainly has that potential.
Okay.
Imagine a future where wearable sensors are seamlessly integrated into healthcare, constantly providing us with personalized feedback and helping us stay healthy.
That sounds like a dream come true. But I imagine there are challenges ahead, right? Things like data security, ensuring these devices can talk to each other, and even just getting people comfortable with the idea of constant monitoring.
You've hit the nail on the head. To realize this vision, we need to address not only the technical hurdles, but also those social and ethical considerations.
Okay.
But with platforms like MEV Cerebrum leading the charge, I'm optimistic.
Right.
We're on the path toward a future where technology empowers us to take control of our health in ways we never thought possible.
I, for one, am excited to see where this journey takes us.
Me too.
But for now, I think we've reached the end of this leg of our exploration.
Okay.
What awaits us in the final part of our deep dive?
In the final part, we'll step back and look at the bigger picture.
Okay.
What does MEV Cerebrum's success tell us about the future of healthcare research? And what might its lasting legacy be?
Interesting.
Join us as we explore these thought-provoking questions.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
It's great to be back.
We've been on quite a journey with MEV Cerebrum, haven't we?
We have.
From the technical nuts and bolts to those inspiring real-world applications.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground, but now I'm curious, what does MEV Cerebrum's success story tell us about the future of healthcare research?
That's a great question to ponder as we wrap up our deep dive.
Yeah.
For me, it highlights a powerful shift in how scientific breakthroughs happen.
Okay.
Mesoribum's rapid evolution and its widespread adoption simply wouldn't have been possible without a global community of researchers working together,
yeah,
openly sharing their knowledge, their code, even their raw data.
It's like a giant leap forward from the old way of doing science.
Right.
Where discoveries were often kept under wraps, locked away in labs and journals.
Exactly. Platforms like MumCerebrum are breaking down those walls.
Yeah.
It's democratizing research, allowing anyone with an internet connection to contribute to scientific discovery.
It's like a global citizen science movement, but for cutting-edge healthcare technology.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And think about the speed of innovation when you remove those barriers and let ideas flow freely.
Right.
Who knows what we might unlock?
It's thrilling to imagine the possibilities.
Yeah.
But MumCerebrum is more than just a collaboration tool.
Right.
It's also about harnessing the power of technology to completely reshape healthcare, isn't it?
Absolutely. It embodies this exciting trend of digital health.
Digital health.
Yeah, where technology plays an increasingly central role in how we monitor, manage, and improve our well-being.
It's like we're moving from a world of wait till you get sick to a world of let's prevent you from getting sick in the first place.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And MumCerebrum is at the forefront of that shift.
Wow.
These digital biomarkers, it's helping to create, give us an unprecedented view into our health.
Yeah.
One we could only have dreamed of before.
I can almost picture a future where our smartwatches aren't just tracking steps.
Mm.
They're acting as our personal health guardians, keeping a watchful eye out for potential problems.
Yeah.
And alerting us before they even become noticeable.
It's a fascinating vision. And as the technology continues to evolve, I think we'll see even more amazing applications emerge.
It's pretty amazing.
But as with any powerful tool, we need to proceed thoughtfully.
Of course.
Earlier, we talked about the importance of privacy, but there's also the risk of over-reliance on data.
You're right. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of all this data, but at the end of the day, it's just that data.
Yeah.
It doesn't replace human judgment.
Exactly. We can't blindly hand over our health decisions to algorithms.
Right.
It's about using data to empower ourselves, to enhance our understanding, and to make informed choices in partnership with healthcare professionals.
It's like any tool, really.
Mm.
A hammer can be used to build a house or to cause harm.
Yeah.
It's all about how we wield it.
That's a great way to put it. And I think MumCerebrum is a wonderful example of how technology can be used responsibly to advance healthcare.
So looking ahead, what key lessons can we take away from MumCerebrum's journey?
For me, it's a powerful reminder that even in the face of complex challenges, we can achieve amazing things when we prioritize open collaboration,
yeah,
foster innovation, and keep ethical considerations front and center.
Mm-hmm.
These principles are essential as we navigate this uncharted territory of digital health.
Those are valuable insights, and I think they apply far beyond healthcare.
I agree.
They're relevant to any field where technology is rapidly changing the landscape.
Absolutely. The lessons we're gleaning from MumCerebrum can guide us as we rethink how we approach scientific research, how we nurture innovation, and even how we interact with technology in our everyday lives.
It's been an incredible deep dive, hasn't it?
It has.
We've explored the technical intricacies, the groundbreaking applications, and even the philosophical implications of this remarkable platform.
They've covered a lot.
As we wrap things up, what stands out to you most from our exploration of MumCerebrum?
For me, it's the overwhelming sense of optimism and possibility that surrounds this platform. It's a testament to human ingenuity, to our collective desire to push boundaries and use technology to make a positive impact on the world.
I wholeheartedly agree. MumCerebrum's journey shows us that even when faced with incredibly complex challenges, we can find solutions when we work together, embrace innovation, and never lose sight of our ethical responsibilities.
Well said.
And what a fantastic note to end on. As we conclude our deep dive into MumCerebrum, what final thought would you leave our listener with?
I would say this. Never stop being curious.
Yeah.
Question everything, explore new ideas, and don't be afraid to dream big. The potential for technology to improve our lives is limitless.
Mm.
What will you do to unlock it?
That's a powerful challenge to leave our listener with. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of MumCerebrum. Until next time.